It was in Karachi that Benazir Bhutto was born, and it was in Karachi that her passion for politics was fostered. Her father, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, was a wealthy landowner and acted in various areas of Pakistani politics, finally becoming Prime Minister in 1973, the country's first non-military leader. It was the start of the Bhutto political dynasty. Benazir Bhutto was the eldest of four children. She attended school in the United States and in England, graduating from Oxford University. In 1977, her father was deposed and executed 2 years later by military dictator General Zia-ul-Huq. Along with other members of the Bhutto family, Benazir was placed under house arrest. She was then exiled to the UK. There she organized and rallied huge support for her father's People's Party. In 1985, martial law was ended, paving the way for Benazir Bhutto's triumphant return to Pakistan a year later. More than 1 million people came to greet her, an example of the clout she held as the eldest member of Pakistan's most powerful family. It was as champion of the poor that Bhutto established her cult-like status. She led the Pakistan People's Party to power 2 years later, the first woman to head an Islamic country and a darling of the West. She was already aware of the dangers of extremism, an issue for which she never lacked any passion.
Military rule is the cause of the anarchic situation in Pakistan. Military rule is not the solution. Extremism thrives under dictatorship.
She won 2 mandates as Prime Minister, but each time her government was dismissed amid claims of corruption. Allegations she always denied.
I'm helpless, I'm a victim, I'm vulnerable. Attempts have been made on my life. How can a victim make things like this?
But Bhutto fled to self-imposed exile in 1999. The shrewd and determined broker fought to rebuild her public status. She negotiated a US-backed power-sharing deal with Pakistan's beleaguered president, Pervez Musharraf. The move created division among Pakistanis about her true intentions. Her return started off with great hope and promise. Hundreds of thousands came out to receive their favorite daughter. But it soon turned to chaos and tragedy. Twin explosions rocked her armored bus. Benazir Bhutto was shaken but unhurt. 140 people were killed, hundreds injured. Still, she vowed to fight for what she described as the real Pakistan.
If it means sacrificing our lives, if it means sacrificing our liberty to save Pakistan, then we are prepared to risk our lives. And we are prepared to risk our liberty, but we are not prepared to surrender our great nation to the militants.
Her life every bit as tumultuous as the country she served with great passion and determination.